Horror Wee. It's your scary stories of the unexplained and the supernatural. Kelly, this one might hit a little closer to home for you because you are an Aunt KK, are you
I'm
not?
I'm an Aunt KK. Yes, I am.
Yeah, got this text from a listener. So I have a bit of a doozy for you guys. Back in 2012, my girlfriend and I lived with her Aunt KK and her aunt's girlfriend there in Jeffersonville.
Okay, it's not me. Can we just, from the get-go, it's not me. I did live in Jeffersonville for a time, but I didn't live with those people. I lived alone.
I believe it was a summer morning that I found myself sitting on the couch watching cartoons, enjoying a day off work. Aunt KK had mentioned a few weeks prior that she and her girlfriend believed that their apartment was haunted. I've never really been a skeptic of the paranormal, but not that sensitive to it either. Apparently, the spirit of this older woman haunted the place, claiming that it had tried to push them down the stairs one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
So that particular morning, both Aunt KK and her girlfriend were at work, and my girlfriend was gone as well. I was there sitting on the couch watching SpongeBob when I heard a thump.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
At first, I didn't think much of it, chalking it up to a next-door neighbor. After a moment, I realized it was a series of thumps, and I turned the volume on the TV down, and I got a sudden rush of adrenaline as I realized that the thumps I was hearing was actually heavy footsteps upstairs.
Oh, boy.
I was the only one home. Thump. Thump.
Oh, whoa.
Thump.
No.
There was someone upstairs walking around Aunt KK's bed.
Nobody, nope, nope, nope.
And I was completely rooted to the spot with fear. I didn't move a muscle for at least 30 minutes, even though the noises stopped after about 30 seconds. I genuinely expected to see a creepy old woman come down the stairs and peek around the wall. I will never forget that.
Oh, I would have never gone upstairs again. Sorry.
I would have never gone to Aunt KK's ever again.
Yep, I'd be out. I'm like, you know what?
Even
sorry,
though
guys,
I lived
I'm moving
there,
out.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though I lived there, I'd have been like, nope, deuces.
Nobody, nope, 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 nope.
See ya.
Yeah, Amber sent one when my brother was a kid. We passed this house going down the road.
Mm-hmm.
He says, that's where my friend lives. Since he was in kindergarten at the time, we just kind of thought it was one of his little classmates.
Okay.
Nope.
Oh.
He then tells us it's the grandma woman that comes to see him at night that lives there.
What?
He told us that this grandma woman comes to see him every night and that she doesn't let him sleep.
Oh, gosh.
We never heard any more about her after my mom told her to leave.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, more of your scary stories of the unexplained. Dave, he's waiting on hold. We'll get to him. This time of year is always fun to hear your stories, those bumps in the night that are unexplained.
The thumps around Aunt KK's bed.
Yeah, yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, Dave.
So I was staying at home one day from college, and my niece, kept all of her toys up in my room. She was a little kid at the time, and she had one of those books that you play the piano along with the storyline.
Yeah.
And I was asleep one night, and I wake up to this little piano book just playing the same note over and over, like three times in a row. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
And I'm laying in bed. I'm thinking, this is not happening. I'm the only one here. So I raise up, and I say, can you please stop? And it stops. So I lay back down. I'm wondering what to do. So I did what any man would do, and I jumped up and ran downstairs and slept on the couch.
My gosh. Did you find anything out? Like, did it happen ever again?
We had a couple of other things happen. Like, we had one of those little lamps. You know those copper lamps that have, like, the green lampshade? That's made of glass.
Okay.
With
yeah.
a little pull string.
Uh-huh.
So we were all sitting downstairs one night, and all of a sudden the pull string just flips up and taps the glass and then swings back down. And everybody looks over, and the little pull string is not even moving. It just went up and tapped the glass and come back down.
That gave me chills, Dave.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Thank you for the stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
The piano?
Oh, yeah, it's the kids' toys? That just, like, start going by themselves?
No.
Kristen said we had moved into our first apartment when my daughter was one. I was cooking dinner one day while my husband was at work. Heard her cracking up in the living room. And then she said, again, after she stopped giggling, which was what she would always do when someone would play with her and make her laugh.
Oh.
I didn't sleep well that night.
Oh, no.
Oh, like she was in there playing with somebody.
Yes.
Oh, no. Nope. Mm-mm. No.
How her daughter was one?
Yeah.
Man, it's something about the little kids.
Yeah.
That always gets me, too. It's like the little kids seem to be open to that sort of thing.
Well, and they're not scared.
Right.
Which is so bizarre. So bizarre.
Oh, shoot. Got a message from Joy. I was a director of a church daycare here and had to be there by 6 to open.
Need inspiration?
I was usually alone for a bit before other workers or families arrived. Many mornings, I would hear giggling or crying. And I would think kids were coming in, but no one was there.
Oh, no. No.
We had several rooms, and in them, electronic toys would light up and play music.
No, see, that's nope. Get rid of them all.
Shoot.
Nope, we're not going to have any kids' toys that are electronic or that make noise. Nope.
Oh, wow, Joy. Good story.
Oh, that's a really good one.
All right, we'll get to more. Warm your hands on the fire. And here's some ghost stories.
These are so good. Sarah said, I used to live in a haunted house in the South End. One night, it was just my mom and I at home. I worked third shift at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
Came home after work, mm-hmm. fell asleep on the couch about 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up the next day. The picture that was above me on the wall was now on the coffee table.
Oh, like setting on the coffee table.
It was still on the wall when I went to sleep. There was absolutely no way anyone could have taken it off the wall without physically stepping on me and waking me up.
Wow.
I asked my mom when she got home from work if it had fallen off the wall. She said no. That's where it was when she got up to go to work at 6 a.m. Who took the picture of the wall?
Lisa said, being that I work at Waverly Hills.
Ooh.
I have plenty, but two stories stand out the most.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping with tours, making sure no one wandered off. As we were in the lobby and the guide was telling the stories, I stand behind the pillar shining my light in the corner near the nurse's wing. We've been up there.
Yep.
And felt an urge of sickness followed by a punch in my gut.
Oh, wow.
And like someone pushed me in the back.
Oh, dang.
The second story at Waverly Hills was just recently. I'm running the photo booth and a zombie brain game. Before it was moved, one of the brains got hit over the wall. I went to retrieve it, looked down the hall going into the building, and saw a shadow figure down at the end.
Ooh.
Then disappeared. There was no one down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of shadow people.
Yeah, we've seen shadow those people. Shadow people, and that is really weird, especially when you go away from the group and you're just kind of there alone in the mm-hmm. darkness. Mm-hmm. You start to just see mm-hmm. things, and I don't know if it's your mind playing tricks on you.
Or your eyes playing tricks on you, yeah.
Or if it's legit, but legit, there are things moving and shadows that are creepy and crawling, and yes, it's real.
Michelle. At the house that I lived in as a kid, we all watched an outline of an angel form on the kitchen cabinet.
Oh.
Plus, after we have pets pass away, we kept seeing their shadows go around the corner. And then when we moved to a new place, I was walking from the great room into the kitchen. I heard a male yell my name directly behind me. The only other person home was my mom, and she was upstairs cleaning the bathroom. Oh. After my grandpa died, light bulbs started burning out weekly.
Oh, my gosh.
She had some stuff.
Elizabeth texted in another story about Waverly Hills. A friend of mine went, doesn't remember how she got to the edge of the roof when she went outside for a smoke.
What?
That is scary.
Oh. She just, like, lost time, didn't know what happened, how to get here kind
of
thing?
All of a sudden, like, jolts awake, and she's near the edge of the roof.
Wow.
That's scary.
Super scary.
All right. Good stories. Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX.